blue up in the sky, green down below, and a lot going on around here in our lovely little state.
Got a soft spot in my heart for Texas, baby.
By the way, congratulations, Weatherford. You sustained the opening of your Costco, even though it's easier to find a leprechaun than a parking spot at the new place. Congratulations. Also, big thanks to everybody that came out to the Hank FM Hood and Garden Expo. Wow, that was big. Got to see some of the new trolleys, too, down there. They have two new trolleys.
That's exciting.
In the city of Granbury. Yeah, they were shuttling Hank fans to and fro from the square over there to the Lake Granbury Conference Center.
Did you hang off the side like those old Rice-A-Roni commercials?
I have been asked not to come back.
Oh, okay.
I've been asked not to come back.
All right.
But they may need to come back. First Texas topic of the day takes us to the ongoing Rodeo Houston and their big stock show down there. But particularly as Rodeo Houston's become known for, first and foremost, their big concerts. So last night, big barn out there, NRG Stadium in Houston. And this is just on the heels of fires from underground at Texas Tech canceling Brooks and Dunn in concert. This gets weirder as Journey was on stage last night there at Rodeo Houston. Journey on the stage, their big concert.
Rock on, dude.
And then all of a sudden, the lights went out.
Oh.
Mid-set. And yes, mid-song.
Don't stop believing. They
had a power outage right in the middle of Don't Stop Believing.
Dang it.
The audio cut out entirely. The screen effects and everything around just went black right there. They said it was actually due to an electrical fire off stage. And that they said the Journey would continue the show, but they didn't go back on the stage, and the gig ultimately was canceled.
That's very unfortunate.
At Rodeo Houston yesterday. Journey has not addressed the cancellation on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But they are holding out hope because
it's what they do.
You don't want to lose that feeling.
So we're no longer the fastest growing area in the nation, but make no mistake about it, Fort Worth, still a very popular place. We're now the fourth fastest growing city in Texas in regard to population. 82 folks moved here every single day from July of 2023 to July of 2024, leaving Dallas in the dust. You see that? We totally won. Winning. Montgomery County coming in at number two. Collin at second. Harris County welcoming more new residents than anyone else in the Lone Star State. Yeah, go to Houston. It's so fun. Super fun.
We're number
four.
We are number goats not included. Ooh, maybe if they came with a free goat, we could get it up to three.
Well, maybe that's our population boom, but as for losing residents.
Number six.
In one specific way. New data suggests that Texas comes in as the number six state you are likely to get alien abducted.
Oh, no. Now, for Christ. You know how paranoid I am about everything.
By the way, the first sighting of a UFO in Texas was up in Denton, 1878.
Mm.
But according to the National UFO Reporting Center, total of 149,000 sightings of UFOs. And for Texas, 22,000 alien abductions have been detailed. So your odds are 1 in about 1,400 that you may be taken by an alien.
That's fantastic.
Here in the Lone Star State. Exactly.
It's encouraging.
But that puts us number 6. California had it worse. They show about 1 in 1,000 chance you mm-hmm. could be taken. And many more sightings disclose. So that's California. Of course, the aliens bring them and dump them here in Texas, so that's the problem
wants
with that.
To be. Okay. Yeah. So have you heard that kids are dressing up as cats and dogs and other animals at school and require things like litter boxes to get through the day? Texas Representative Stan Gertes wants to put a stop to all of this with the Furries Act.
Furries. Yes, okay.
Stands for the Forbidden Unlawful Representation of Role-Playing in Education.
Wow.
Says we need to get the nonsense out of school. With no distractions or theatrics. Just education. No surprise, Governor Greg Abbott's apparently on board with the idea.
Getting rid of furries, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Meow, 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 meow.
We'll tell Ted.
Thanks, Larry.
Well, speaking of hunting and fishing and a Luke Bryan song about to bust out, we have the Bassmasters coming to town. In fact, they start putting their poles in the water here pretty soon. Lake Ray Roberts will be the main avenue of all the fishermen, but it's going to be centered right here in Cowtown for the Bassmaster Classic. City of Fort Worth, the Stockyards are going to host it, and of course the big old shindig and unveiling and the weighing in. And if you've never been to anything like this, holy cow, you will be blown away. Dickey's Arena, so the Bassmasters coming all over the place.
That's exciting.
Catch that 5-pound bass. And then finally, when you're talking, you know, speaking of furries, talking over there of the youth of America, well, let's go to Tarleton State University. And last week, they had an education excellence workshop. And working with several different community groups and departments on campus, and organized a pilot of what they call the Tarleton Community Action Poverty Simulation for students to participate in. Okay. It was a hands-on learning experience. About 45 students, faculty, and staff, along with 15 community volunteers, divided into different families and given specific jobs facing real-world scenarios to help them identify with those in poverty. The students who did not participate in the program will just expect to experience it like everybody else in about 4 years.
Waking up the Westoplex. It's KB and Heather Lee.